On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Sir Philip Green has told MPs he wants to apologise to staff at BHS for its collapse.
It didn't need to be like this, and I just want to apologise to all the BHS people who've been involved in this and are involved, and I hope that by the end of the morning they'll hear everything and we can find some sensible solutions to some of the issues.
The retailers giving evidence to MPs who are investigating the store's demise. Sir Philip's decision to sell the chain for £1 last year will face scrutiny. Overall, 11,000 jobs are at risk. Five stores in Kent are set to close.
KMFM News.
Police in Florida looking for a missing boy who was snatched by an alligator insist it's still a search and rescue operation. The two-year-old boy was dragged into a lagoon near Disney World last night. Around 50 people are searching for him, including divers. Jeff Williamson is from the Orange County Sheriff's Office. He says the family are distraught.
It's just simply heartbreaking. There's no other way to say it. So you know how a father who witnesses this. I cannot come to grips what it must have been like to be in that situation. I can't imagine it.
The number of people who are out of work in Kent has fallen. Figures out this morning show 17,880 were unemployed and claiming benefits last month, a drop of 365 since April. Nationally, unemployment has fallen to an eight-year low to 1.67 million between February and April.
KMFM News.
The Chancellor has been defending his warning that an exit from the EU would require cuts to spending and higher taxes. George Osborne's dismissed a joint statement from 57 Tory MPs who insist they'll vote against such emergency action. Speaking in Ashford this morning, Mr. Osborne told KMFM leaving the EU would harm our economy.
This is something we will live with for decades as a country, and it affects not just our generation but the next generation. You would have to increase taxes and cut spending to fill the hole that would be created in the public finances because the country was poor, and that would hit the NHS and it would hit working people.
Half of children have seen explicit content online before they've left school, according to new research by a children's charity who say it's stripping them of their childhoods. The NSPCC has also found many youngsters were accessing the content by mistake on tablets and smartphones. Helen Beat is the charity's manager in Kent and the South East.
It's completely understandable that young people want to find out more about relationships. What the concern is the image that accessing that sort of education gives them, which is a very unrealistic one about what mutual respect and loving relationship and what consent looks like.
KMFM News.
A petition's been launched to try and persuade Medway Council to fly the LGBT flag from its offices following the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Many local authorities have been flying the rainbow flag since the massacre over the weekend, but bosses at Gunwharf in Chatham refused. More than 100 people have signed the online petition in just a few hours. Police say they are now linking five burglaries in Ashford. Cash and gold jewellery were taken from a house in Malvern Road on Friday night. Detectives say it's probably connected to four other break-ins in Canterbury Road and Northumberland Avenue on Monday. A description of the suspect is at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
More parents in Kent would do the school run on foot rather than in the car if journeys were safer, according to a new poll. Road safety charity Brake says two-thirds of people in the South East think routes to school need to be improved for cyclists and walkers. Paul Cross is acting head teacher at Hempstead Juniors, who've been campaigning for safer driving near their school.
All we're asking parents to do is just be mindful of the issues, not all arrive at the last minute. And if they could just park 5 minutes down the road and walk a little further to school, it'll make it a lot safer for everybody. And our residents wouldn't be so up in arms, and the children would be a lot safer.
And it's been confirmed that Bryan Adams is going to be performing in Kent this summer. He'll be at the Spitfire Ground St Lawrence in Canterbury on the 13th of August as part of his European tour. Tickets will go on sale on Friday.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football, and it appears there's no injury concerns for England ahead of tomorrow's Euro 2016 match with Wales in Lens. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, after drawing with Russia in their opener, they really could do with a win in this one. Good news, though, all 23 players took part in training at their base in Chantilly near Paris this morning. Boss Roy Hodgson and skipper Wayne Rooney will speak to the media this afternoon after they get to Lens. We've already heard from fullback Ryan Bertrand, though. The former Gillingham youth player says they're approaching the game like any other and won't just be trying to stop Gareth Bale.
No doubt Gareth's a, you know, world-class player. but it'd be naive to just focus on one player in their team. You know, they have quality throughout the team.
And in cricket, after yesterday's 95-run win over Somerset, Kent are back in one-day cup action this afternoon. They're taking on Essex at Chelmsford. The Spitfires have been put into bats and a short while ago were on 101 for 5 in their 25th over.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen.